Hello there, legends. Welcome to the latest episode of FPL Face Off, the podcast where the FPL kings, self-appointed, take on the casuals. And as ever, I'm Fitz and I'm joined by Jim Timms. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Fitz. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. So, in fact, we were just talking off camera, off mic, as it were. I might as well jump straight into it. There is an FPL meetup this coming weekend, which I'm really looking forward to. So if you are in the Southwest and you fancy and you listen to this and you fancy joining us in Yeovil, then you are more than welcome to do so. It is basically people like us who like FPL, watching football, constantly looking at our phones to see how everything has affected our rank. And it's blooming lovely. So if you do fancy joining, let us know on at FPL Face Off on Twitter and we would be delighted to welcome you. Good. I remembered the admin, Jim.
Very nice. Well done.
Lovely stuff. So we're going to jump straight into it, mate, because if you listen to last week's pod, you will know that Jimmy had an idea, and why don't you talk us through it, mate? Because I was a bit busy over the weekend when you messaged me, and let's remind our listeners first of all, in case you weren't listening last week, what were you thinking?
So last week I floated the idea from the crazy ideas machine to sell Erling Haaland, and Diogo Jota, who, you know, is out anyway, to
one of which bring, I agreed with.
Well, yeah, to bring in Salah and Dominic Solanke in their place, which was a terrible, terrible idea. I did it. I knee-jerked, actually. I did it relatively early on in the week. I should not have done that. And I did say as much on last week's pod.
I do agree
however,
with you, but...
however, who did remain in my team, Manchester City-wise, were Phil Foden and Rodrigo. Sorry, Rodri. It's because the app says Rodrigo.
Yeah, it does,
I can't
doesn't it? Yeah.
Get my head around it sometimes. So there is, well, I say silver lining. It's a small silver lining. Had I not moved and kept Haaland, things would have actually been a bit better for me. Surprise, surprise. But actually, really, you know, my blushes have actually been spared. And
you got away with one, I would say.
Yeah, I would say I did, yeah. Because I captained Saka, which we'll get into that in a bit. Actually,
yeah.
It wasn't a terrible decision. I noticed you did too.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, again, it's not a terrible decision, but I was a bit of a, you know, we got a bit stitched up there by Arteta. But yeah, having those Manchester City assets still in my squad, Rodri and Foden, having Anthony Gordon and having Ollie Watkins, essentially saved my game week. I'm still on a red. It's a small red though, so again, 2 weeks in a row, so I'm not, it's nothing to cry about. And actually I might even flip this around and say that I'm feeling quite positive given Haaland's next three game weeks. So I did say this at the time as well, is that if I was going to do it, then was the time to do it. With a view to, in after those three game weeks or maybe even four, getting him back in for the run in. I mean, I could say this, and you could name the pod this: who needs Haaland when you've got Foden? Because we've said it many times before, Haaland is inevitable. He did get his token goal at the end of it, but who's on fire and is playing for Manchester City at the moment? The first name that pops into your head is Phil Foden, because of that, he's the guy, right?
He is. And I watched a game with a couple of my mates who are Man United fans, and you know, it was not as painful. Like, it's a horrible situation. We were basically praying for a grind out. We were like, just kind of keep behind the ball, and then when Rashford scored, obviously it was amazing. But they are inevitable. Phil Foden was absolutely superb, and the good thing is obviously it bodes very well for England. But yeah, it was a frustrating one. So I had Areola on my bench, which was great. As soon as I saw he saved a penalty, I was like, brilliant. So that was 13 points on my bench. I've literally just opened up the app and realized I got 63 points and the average was 63. So not ideal.
Bang
But
average.
yeah, literally bang average. A red arrow has taken me down to 850K. So I think that's about 150K drop. So quite significant, quite frustrating. And would have obviously been a healthy green had I selected the right keeper, but never mind.
Can I just add, I can relate to your keeper woes. Mine aren't quite as bad. I fielded Jordan Pickford, he got me a big fat zero, left Dubravka on the bench, and he got
Ouch.
7 points. I mean, it, in another world, I messaged this to you in the week. I keep Haaland and I put Dubravka on, and
You're
I'm
laughing.
suddenly flying high on a massive green. But I mean, that, you know, them's the breaks. We know how FPL works. Those small decisions can really be the swing. So yeah,
So
bad
I,
one though. It's
yeah.
disappointing to get bench points. I think there were a lot of bench points for the FPL community this week, though, right?
Yeah, my bench has consistently had points all season, which is a source of much frustration. I also went with loyalty and played Garnacho over Palmer. There's only 3 points difference there, but nonetheless frustrating. So one thing that has come to my mind as we kind of look ahead to game week 28 and then of course blank game week 29. So you've got Salah, you've obviously brought in Salah. Are you free hitting in 29? Not free hitting in 29.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Do you want me to talk about this?
I would like you to, yeah, because just to preface it very quickly, I have for the last few weeks, I've assumed I will be free hitting in 29, but I've got two free transfers this week. I can possibly get to maybe eight. And then save my free hit for further down the line, but that's me. So yeah, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a hit on the way into 29, and I'm going to be able to field about seven. Well, in theory, hopefully seven.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed, and I'm going to run with that. That's enough. If it was any less than seven, I would probably free hit. I haven't taken many hits this season at all, one
No.
or two, I think. So I'm happy to take one. I have had two successive red arrows, so I'm a little bit feeling a little bit sketchy about doing it. I made two transfers last week, both free transfers, should I say. So I've only got one this week. The smart move for me would be to hold that, roll with what I've got moving into game week 28. And then go late, move late in moving into 29 and make three transfers, one of which will be a hit, obviously. And field, seven players, which I think can probably get me, in theory, if luck is shining on me, some return that week. I mentioned to you, I think a few pods ago, that I really don't like free hitting on blanks. I'd rather do it on big fat doubles.
Of
I've
course.
used my second wild card, so I would like the joy of using my free hit on a big fat double, and it might mean that I take a hit, as in a not a an actual FBL hit, but a hit in terms of points.
Yeah.
For that game week, but I'd rather just do that and see what happens, I think. The other thing is you've got Spurs in there, you've got Villa in there who are playing game week 29. Potentially, I can bring in assets who I might want to hold.
Yeah.
So, I've looked at it briefly today, and I've got some money tied up in the likes of, say, Trippier, who I can really downgrade to, a cheap defender, be that Aston Villa or another Spurs defender, or you know.
As someone who's had double Spurs defence at points this season, I thoroughly recommend not doing that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And obviously we're at the point of the season where injuries are becoming more and more, you know, apparent. So I have to be, and that's why I should leave it late going into 29, and I think that's what I'll do. But you know, Villa are flying pretty high. Do you know what? Even the likes of Fulham, they found some form. You know, Robinson at the back there is doing well. So I think that's my plan as it stands at the moment. I've got no plan at the moment to free hit in 29, is what I'd say.
So I assumed that I would be. I really did. And then I'm looking at it now. So I would have to move relatively quickly if and take the punt if I'm going to. But if I look at my team now, I can take out Kevin De Bruyne and Garnacho. De Bruyne against Liverpool obviously is a risky one, but you never know. And I could put in Son, and I couldn't stretch to Bowen without a hit, but I'm loath to do that. So I could do potentially Kudus, or I could do I'm just having a little look now because you can select by club. So the games you've got Brentford. Wait there, let me get the actual games up here rather than just speaking nonsense. So
Sure.
fixtures in game week 29. So you've got Burnley, Brentford, Luton Forest, Fulham, Tottenham, West Ham, Villa. So Bowen is probably the pick that I would like, but I could go Douglas Luiz. I could do Son, and Douglas Luiz, no hit. And then that means that I'm in a position where I let me just play through it here. So Douglas Luiz, I could even do Diaby as well. 1.4 million in the bank. I go into 29 and I've got one, two, three, four, five. So six, assuming they all play. And then I can either get to seven or I can get to eight and just accept that it's probably going to be a red. And the more I look at that, the more I think actually that's probably a sensible idea because I'm with you. Like free hitting just feels a bit. The difference is, of course, my friend, that I do have my wild card still to play.
Okay.
So potentially I'm looking at, a situation where I can maybe even if I wanted, I could wild card in 30, 31. And set myself up for the running kind of thing. So that's kind of where I'm at, I think.
Sure. And I think we said this before, you don't want to be left with too many chips at the end of the season, although there are those game weeks towards the end of the season, which are doubles and or blanks, but I think is it looking like two doubles towards the end of the season?
Potentially 34 and 37 if
Yeah, that's right. So,
our Lord and Saviour Ben Crellin is correct, which I'm sure he is.
the Messiah. So, I mean, really, you're looking at if you've got the big chips, potentially using them there. Although a wild card can be really helpful a little bit earlier than that if you feel the need. 29, like I said before, the free hit in 29, it's fine, it's absolutely fine to use it, and it's wise to use it, and you will get points from it if you do use it. But the issue is that so few teams are playing. Really, everyone who does that is going to pick the same players, and across those teams, like say you've got Spurs, you've got Villa.
We could
Are
get
you gonna
really
ha what
lucky and there could be lots of blanks for like the big guns and you could
well
be all
that's
right,
the thing. What is the ceiling? Like it could be massive, or it could be really low. So it's really hard to say. Whereas I think on a double the ceiling is super, super high. So you know, I don't know. I think for me, I'd rather use my chips on the double. It's just such a more positive thing, and I'd rather just close my eyes, you know, grip the bed sheets and hope for the best.
Well, according to this, there is certainly a lot of potential for a double in 34 and a double M37. So is this the percentage of right, okay, so there's a 70% chance that Palace have a double. Have I done this right? It's difficult to tell, but there's certainly fixtures where it looks like, because what he's actually done is he's gone through and not just worked out who the what teams could double, but potentially what fixtures will be as well,
Yeah.
and you know, who are we to doubt?
It,
But
it's not it's it's not straightforward, is it? It's
no,
complicated situation because there's obviously all the cup ties and whatnot to take into account. So,
exactly.
and I mean, what he's done there is best guess and using statistics because he's a complete genius. But yeah, I mean, but from whatever he's putting in front of you, it's a fair bet that what he's saying is right. But you need to those tables that he comes up with. Magnificent, really, like,
Well,
you
so
know, but take.
interestingly, for 37, there's a Arsenal 86% chance of a double game week, Chelsea 100% chance of a double game week, Liverpool 84%, Man City 89%, Tottenham 88%, and Wolves 90%. So he's expecting there to be five extra games, basically 10 extra doubles. So if you do have your free hit at that point, or a bench boost or whatever, then you know that is,
Yeah.
I think we'll certainly know. The more I think about it, the more I think that a short term hit for blank 29, because you just said it yourself, what's the ceiling? You know, a
Yeah.
Son could go mad against, you know, obviously it's FPL, but
Yeah.
I'd like Ivan Toney, but probably not going to be able to get him in. Carlton Morris for Luton again would be good. That's a good fixture. They've actually got a double this week, haven't they?
Yes, and I would really like to get him in because his returns have been fantastic. But my front line at the moment is Solanke, Ivan Toney, and Ollie Watkins. And Ollie Watkins is going nowhere. Like, he is phenomenal. And also, I think it's him and Saka in my team. Their price rise since I bought them is so significant. I just
It's
can't get
not worth
rid
it,
of them now. If either of them even get injured, I will have to keep them unless it's, you know, season ending sort of stuff. You know, I don't want to lose their value really because, you know, if I have
Oh,
want to have any chance
Haaland's
of getting
value as
Haaland
well.
back in, yeah. So,
I just had a moment of madness there where I was thinking, oh, I could just take Haaland out for Carlton Morris for game week 28. And then, so game week 28, Carlton Morris has a double, Palace and Bournemouth, two good games. I would like
yeah.
it for them. Then he plays in 29. The issue with that is that I would lose a lot of value on Haaland. I got him for, well, 0.3 million I would lose,
How much?
which.
That's yeah, that I mean that's not huge. It's if it goes up, if his value goes up, then it is starting to become significant, I'd say. For me, when it's 0.1 or 0.2, I'm a bit like, okay. Because the other thing is you are costing yourself a transfer if you're like basically, okay, I'm going to take them out this week or for this week and next week and then bring them back in. You are costing yourself your transfer in doing so. So,
If I was to wild card in 31, though, Jim, then I would miss him for Liverpool, a blank, and Arsenal. And I'd have Carlton Morris in his place, which on the face of it does seem mental, but equally, then I've got the wild card for Villa, Palace, Luton. I've got him for the big run. So,
yeah, the
oh.
run in Man City's run in is good, so
It
he's
is.
worth having for that. Although honestly, like as it's been going, I know he will deliver the goods. I really do.
Of course he
I
will.
suppose my plan is to get him back currently is to get him back in after I think the next three game weeks. But if he doesn't, I don't know, one of them's a blank, but if he doesn't deliver, I'd still be tempted to keep him out, you know. And I know I'm not crazy. I'm not saying he's bad or he won't deliver the goods. I'm just saying that that extra money Even like he's so much more expensive, even more, much more than Salah. And like, I know Salah's, been injured, and I'm honestly praying to the gods that he's back this week. But
Yeah, I think
you
he's back
know,
in
like I
training,
say, Phil
apparently.
Foden and Rodri have delivered in spades for me, actually. And like I say, though, I am talking here, I'm on a red arrow, so I don't know. I don't know. I just wonder if there's other value. There's value in other players, should I say, to spread across the team. But again, that's sort of me churning out the crazy ideas machine again. Can I just
But
say as well,
who's
I
there?
looking to 29. Unfortunately, of my midfield players, it's looking like I might have to take Rodri out, which is a bit upsetting because he's so his ownership is low, and he's been really, really good to me, and he's a Man City asset.
Who plays almost every game?
Yeah, he
I'm just
and
having a look at
that's
your
the other
team now.
thing he's pretty
So
much nailed. So
you've got Doughty, you don't have a lot of options for game week 29, looking at your team. Doughty, Tony,
Pedro Porro,
Pedro Porro,
Ollie Watkins.
Ollie Watkins, Ollie Watkins. Okay, okay.
So I'm on four.
Yeah.
Is that right? I'm on four, and then I'll need to make three transfers between now and then,
Yeah.
and I'll have two. So
Yeah,
the
yeah.
other thing is, I could take a double hit.
Yeah, I mean you've got the option. You've got the option. But
I'd
again,
rather not. I'd
no, of
rather not. I'd
course.
rather be happy-ish with a seven who I think will definitely play. Pedro Porro as well, I'm gonna have to keep an eye on, but I think, he'll probably be back in. And I think so. Bringing in, I think I've got to look at Son or Madison. I
Yeah.
think Madison's going a bit under the radar. His involvement is obviously always quite high, but obviously he was injured for a bit, so. I think everyone forgot about him for a little while. But then Son's a bit more, his ceiling's higher, obviously. So,
It is. I mean, he's not been prolific since returning from the
no.
Asia Cup. But then, it's a it's a difficult one. But as you say, looking at the Krellin Meister and looking at the kind of potential for a double game week in 37, having your free hit in your back pocket then would be a very nice position to be in, I think.
Much more helpful, and I think like if I can keep it to Spurs and Villa and maybe the special player from the other teams that are playing in 29, like you say, Jarrod Bowen, for example, is a possibility. I think if I can just maybe try and pick the right three, which it's a toss up, whoever does that.
Well, absolutely.
Seven
Absolutely.
players, seven or eight players for 29. That's enough for me, I think.
Yeah. One of mine is Kabore, who hasn't played for Luton for ages, but played against Villa. So, it's not ideal. But I think if you go in assuming that it's going to be a poor game week, and you just kind of accept that and hope that you can claw back. Because, as you say, with the beauty of the double is you've potentially got two bites of the cherry. And yeah, I think my mind is made up. Although my concern is I'd like to go for Jarrod Bowen, but I don't know how to get him in. So we'll see. Or if I take Haaland out, I can get who I want.
Well, you could do that. I suppose if you can work it out budget-wise, I think if you do it, if you go on the app or whatever and you do it, you do those transfers and you see what you've got left in the bank. If you've got like 0.1 left in the bank, then that's panic stations. But if you've got a mil left in the bank, then that's wiggle room, because even if player values go up or down and you're going to lose a smallish amount on transferring out and then back in, then it's doable. I suppose it's just if you're willing to do that It's not easy, that situation for sure.
No, but interestingly, as mentioned, like it is not beyond the realms of possibility for me to, for a hit this week. Can I bring myself to bring out Haaland for against Liverpool? I don't. It's a really difficult one, but I would be bringing in Carlton Morris, who's got Palace and Bournemouth, both of whom concede goals. You know, so oh God, it's going to be
Have I
a.
started a revolution here?
It's possible that you have. It's possible that you have. Like I say, the revolution will be podcasted. And
We're not getting televised anytime soon, I don't think.
we're not getting televised, no. But it does open up. Can Carlton Morris outscore Erling Haaland when Haaland is playing Liverpool away and Carlton Morris has got Crystal Palace and Bournemouth? He could.
He definitely could. I think the first time I took Haaland out, I might have brought Carlton Morris in. I
I think you might
know I
be right.
definitely captained him 1 week instead of
Yeah.
Haaland. Whether I had Haaland or not, I can't remember. But he returned for me actually, and it gave me a little boost. But I can't speak for yourself there, Fitz. That's
No, but you know, it's about having fun with it, isn't it, really? And if, like I say, I know I'm Haaland's useless to me the week after. He's just an expensive bench weight. And while he could score against Liverpool and Arsenal, of course, Arsenal are pretty good defensively. I actually don't know what Liverpool have been like defensively. Let's have a look at your last few results. So you
not ideal.
beat Forest 1-0. Then
Just.
when did you play? Did you not play the week before? Oh no, you didn't play the week before because of the Carabao Cup. Conceded against Brentford. Conceded against Burnley. So, you know, he could, and it's Haaland. He could score anytime. We know this.
The thing with Haaland, I actually, I was talking about Haaland stress last pod. I know it's sort of the wrong. I've done the wrong thing by taking him out. I definitely think that's the case, but there's a part of me which is just so relieved, and that means I don't have to stress about captaining him. I don't have to stress about the fact that he costs 14 plus million, and if he costs that much, you need to return. You need to return me a goal and an assist or two goals plus a game. Like, it's so expensive to, and I know this is like in the real world, that's the 100 million price tag or whatever it is these days. It's probably more like 120, but
And the rest.
it hangs around your neck, right? And I didn't I've never enjoyed having owning Haaland because for two reasons. A, that reason, the price tag thing, and B, everyone else owns him. The other side of that obviously is, it's terrible, terrible news when he bags three and you haven't got him in your squad. But
It's very, very
there you
bad
go.
news. Yeah. Well, it certainly does raise an interesting question, and I have plenty to mull over the next few days before the deadline. So the deadline is Saturday morning, I believe. Let me just double check that I've got that right. So Saturday, the 9th of March at 11. Man United are playing Everton. That's the early game. Then you've got Bournemouth, Sheffield United. So Bournemouth assets would be good. Palace, Luton, Wolves, Fulham, Arsenal, Brentford. But Bournemouth are not playing in 29, of course, so there's no point in. Normally, Jim, I would hope that this podcast, having a chat with you, would clarify my thinking. And now, I do think I'm definitely going to avoid free hitting in 29, so that's good. But I don't know what I'm going to do about Erling Haaland. So we will see.
Yeah, hey, look, don't just marinate in it for a little while. There's no rush, but just bear this in mind, yeah. And this is how I've looked at it. His next three fixtures are Liverpool, blank, and then Arsenal. And I know he's fixture proof to a point, but I told myself, and this is why I pressed the button, was that basically if there's a time that I'm going to take him out again this season, short of injury, it's now. And I like I say, I made the mistake because Salah was still injured, and oh God, I'm absolutely praying he's back for the City fixture. I think that's what Jürgen's been holding him back for. So, touch wood, he will be.
I can literally see Jim crossing his fingers and
We shall see, because yeah, that's another stress, but we won't get into that.
you
But
don't want 2 weeks
have
of
a think about
yeah.
it.
I will. So perfect. All right, good. Well, that seems like a good place for us to leave the pod this week. Thank you as ever for your company, and thank you for listening, dear listener. And we will be back with you next week. Laters.
Thanks, guys. See ya.